remember, I am with you always. Remember, Jesus said, remember, do not forget. Always be aware that I am with you always. I can't think of a message that is more important for us at any time, but especially in difficult times, than this one. I am with you always, to the very end, he said. Sometime late in the 1990s, I was driving from Wichita Falls to Dallas. It was during a time when I was teaching a class at SMU in Dallas, and because I was going there every single week, day after day, I was taking this 142-mile trip from Wichita Falls down to Decatur, Decatur to Denton, and Denton down to Dallas. My car, my old green Mercury Grand Marquis, could make the trip on its own without me at the wheel. I made that trip so many times. And to pass the time, I would take book tapes and put them in. Yes, they were actual tapes. This was before iPods and iPhones and whatnot. And I would put it into the stereo, and I would play the book tapes to pass the time and just go. I wasn't always paying attention, therefore, to what was going on around me as I drove. I was just trying to get there with the least amount of boredom. I was on the far western edge of 380, heading from Decatur to Denton, and was about halfway there one day, zoning out and listening to a book as I drove, when I would swear to you that I heard a voice raging through my head suddenly saying, "Pay attention! Pay attention!" It came out of nowhere. It echoed through my head. It was one of those voices that sends shivers down your spine. I shook my head and turned my focus back onto the highway in front of me, back onto the two-lane road in front of me, and I saw, just barely in time, I saw an oncoming car starting to swerve across the dotted line, headed right for me. I swerved a little bit to the right. He swerved more into my lane. I veered hard into the shoulder, and he came on. I went off the road, and he passed by me, missing my car by scant inches. Indeed, he actually hit the very rear left bumper of my car. And as I rumbled to a stop, my heart pounding, I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw as his vehicle went off into the ditch and jammed into the other side, stopped still suddenly. I came to a stop, got out of the car, my legs all wobbly, and then started back to see if there was anything that could be done for that driver who had nearly hit me head on. It was one of those God moments in my life where after the fact, I was certain that I had heard the voice of God grabbing my attention, pulling me back to what I was supposed to be doing rather than zoning off on the road. It was one of those God moments where had I not listened, just barely in time, things might have turned out very differently. For me personally, it was an example of what Jesus said, "I am with you always, to the very end." And that's where we, as a people and in a nation, find ourselves today. We've been going through our busy lives. We've been going along our busy roads, not paying attention to much, zoning out to the people around us. And God has said, pay attention. And bam, we've had a pandemic. We get in a near head-on collision with death. We see horrible injustice. We see absolutely justified objection to that injustice. We see elements taking advantage of the circumstances to seek for personal gain amidst that. It's in moments like these that we need to hear again what Jesus said. Jesus began by telling us that we're supposed to do this. We're supposed to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Only we've not been doing that, have we? We've been roosting in our churches for decades, often hiding from the world around us, the world outside our walls, pretending it's not there. Meanwhile, people are dying. People who need to hear about the love of God are dying. People who are hungry, thirsty, naked, and homeless, whom God loves, are dying. People who are different from us, different socioeconomic status, different national background, different racial background, different sexual identification, are being excluded, ignored, in some cases actively oppressed, either overtly or covertly. And we, who are a people called to make disciples of all nations, simply aren't. We're just zoning out on the road. Our focus is on other things, our inward squabbles, our inward fights, our disagreements, rather than on what Jesus tells us to do. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them what I have commanded you. This is my commandment, that you love one another. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. We haven't been doing it. And here is where Jesus says to us, pay attention. I am with you always to the end of the age. I am with you always to the very end. Jesus isn't gone. He's right here with us. As he himself reminds us, he is in the person to whom you give a cup of water. He's in the child that you cherish and care for. He's in the stranger who is so very different from us. If we will only look with eyes of faith, we will see the face of Jesus. There's a story about St. Francis of Assisi, who grew up rich, and he came in contact with a beggar, and he embraced that beggar. And when he backed away and looked, he saw the face of Christ. When we reach out to the stranger, to the unknown, to the hungry, to the thirsty, to the naked, to the homeless, to the people who are different from us, to the people who have never heard the gospel, to the people who've heard it perverted and twisted into a message of judgment, we are looking at the face of Jesus. Only the church so frequently, the church universal so frequently, turns its back on Christ. One of the critical teachings of the Christian faith is that Jesus doesn't give up on us. That's good news, my friends. It's rooted in the statement, I am with you always. There's no limitation on that phrase, always. To the end of the age or forever is supposed to nail that down. It's not that Jesus will only be with us when we're good, when we behave rightly, when we're doing what we should be doing. It's that Jesus is with us, period. even when we've turned our back on him and have done our own thing rather than the Jesus thing. Many years ago, I wrote a summary of this idea. Jesus never leaves us nor forsakes us. Jesus is the good shepherd who seeks us out when we are lost, gathers us in, and brings us home. Jesus protects us from the wolves of this life, as well as from the follies of our own sins. Jesus is our source of strength when we are weak, our source of nourishment when we are hungry, our source of hope when we feel that all is lost. Jesus corrects us when we go astray, calls us by name to lead and guide us, and never abandons us, even when we have turned our backs on him. It's the last condition that plagues us so often. We turn our backs on Jesus every time we fail to behave towards others the way Jesus would. Jesus calls us to accept, to cherish, to build up, and to forgive. When we fail in any of these callings, we're turning our backs on Jesus. The amazing truth of the gospel, the amazing depth of God's love, is that Jesus is still with us always, even when we are not with him. And we've not been with him. Christianity has been ignoring his calling on us to offer the gospel, to make disciples of all nations. That means everyone, friends. And we do that by sharing God's love with all, in words and in deeds. Regardless of who they are, regardless of where they live or what they're doing, regardless of what they look like and smell like or sound like, Jesus calls us to embrace all with God's love. And that's not an option either. It's not if it sounds like a nice thing to do at the time, if it's convenient to do at the time. No, it's a commandment. It's in the imperative case here. Mathetusate, make, create, build disciples. Panta ta ethne, of all nations. That word ethne. We get the word ethnic from it, or ethnicities from it. All ethnicities, every kind of people, without exception. There is no one excluded from the calling to hear the gospel of Jesus. There is no one who's outside the boundary of who we are called to share the love of God with. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Not worrying about budgets and buildings or programs. Oh, we're going to worry about those. That's what institutions do. Not focusing upon ourselves while careening down the road, ignoring all that's going on around us. We're supposed to be focused on the gospel in all of its amazing, wonderful, life-changing depth. We're supposed to share that love of God with all, wherever we may be. Yes, right here in Farmersville, we're called to share that love with all. It can become easy to zone out around us and ignore what's going on and just go down that road. We need to listen and pay attention to the voice of Jesus saying, pay attention. We need to listen and pay attention to the voice of Jesus saying, look out. We need to pay attention and depend upon the grace of God in Jesus Christ, who is with us always to the very end. Even when we go astray, even when we turn our backs, even when we deny the calling, even when we treat others with prejudice and discrimination, even when we cooperate with racism. Jesus doesn't abandon us. He calls us to turn back. He calls us by name to turn to Him, to trust in Him, to follow Him and the way He gives us to live. May we be a people who recognize that we've gone astray. May we be a people who hear the voice of God saying, "Pay attention!" May we be a people who will swerve out of the way of the disaster and back to doing what God calls us to do. And that share the good news of God's love with all. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And may the people of God say, Amen.